It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are joined in the studio this afternoon by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, how are you today?
I'm good. We're back on running. We had our first council meeting last night at the start of 2023. There was a lot on the agenda. We covered a lot of topics, but there's just so much going on. I've got three pages here. What would you like to cover?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what was the highlight for you personally at the meeting?
A couple of things, actually. We had some good news, some announcements about certain things going on. One is that the World University Games will be coming to our region in 2029. We spent the summer working and really advocating with the representatives here for that.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah,
that was
pretty cool.
I feel like a lot of us sort of moved on from that. Like, we kind of fantasized about what it would be like to have that, and then the decision was made, and it wasn't the triangle, and we sort of moved on. And turns out behind the scenes, you were like, no, we have a really good pitch here, and this is happening.
We did, and they liked our pitch, and so they decided not to go through the whole process again for 2029 and just pick us. So that was exciting. And then Durham Tech getting a very large life sciences grant, because we have a lot of life sciences in this area, and we need abilities for people to learn how to work in those job markets. And so we're very excited. And then Durham Tech will be expanding physically to incorporate all this in. And so that's really a good boon for our community as well. We learned about the new murals on our stormwater drains, and a shout out to Sammy Bauer and the Arts and Culture Group, because educating people about storm drains is important in North Carolina specifically, because the water and things that go into our storm drains do not go to the waste treatment center. They go right into the creekway. So educating folks via art and pictures is usually a very persuasive thing. And we had our new poet laureate come out last night reading a poem for us. Cortland's fabulous, and we look forward to an exciting year with him as well. We had lots of transportation things. We had the concept plan for Easttown, UNC's medical campus over there by the intersection of 15501 and I-40. And we're talking about how we move forward together. They've made some changes from when we originally started, so they're back and trying to figure out how to do this. They need a new medical office building about every 3 to 4 years, and they're trying to improve the patient experience. Patients aren't having the most positive experience on the main campus if you're there for ambulatory kind of services and medical. And so we're really working together to try to find a good fit to make this a reality while still being respectful of transportation, traffic, jobs, affordable housing, environmental issues. So there's a lot to get worked through, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to have a really good outcome on that as well.
Is there a sense on what the timeline on actual changes might be for that?
So they would like to have a decision by the end of June on the whole property. If we can't do that, they want at least to have a decision on Medical Building 2. They've already built the parking garage to accommodate Medical Building 2. So I think we'll make some great headway. I'm hopeful that we could be reach a conclusion by then, but we know that sometimes these things take time.
Our guest is Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and I'm going to jump in here for just a minute because you mentioned a couple things that I want to circle back on, and I know that there was a lot more at that meeting last night.
Yeah,
it was like a month and a half's worth of business in one night. The murals on storm drains, maybe not the most important of the things that you mentioned, but something that people are going to notice right away and fascinating, as you were saying, as a way to kind of it's art as communication, not art as information. And I did not know anything about this until you mentioned it just now. So are these up now? Are they in the process of going up?
There's three. There's one over at the library. There's one in Southern Village. And I'm now blanking on the third one is, and Southern Community Park. So they're there to help educate people, and we hope to do more of these as well. Again, art is a communication tool, I think, can be very effective and powerful as we get people to understand. We've been busy cleaning out storm drains and trying to fix issues along that way, not only because of the water quality and storming, but because of flooding and trying to make sure when storm drains get clogged up, it causes problems behind it. So we're looking at all that as we work really together with all our departments.
Right. That becomes a short-term and long-term issue with the storm drains once, you know, as we continue to have more of these extreme weather events. It's vitally important that those are operating properly.
Correct.
All right, I'll let you keep rolling here now for a minute.
We also, I want to talk about the Housing Choice Initiative that's out there. We're getting a lot of inquiries into that, and today we have another public information session on it. We are looking at what solutions we have for the needs for affordable housing in Chapel Hill of all kinds. Last year's study shows that we need options for a wide range of people, like empty nesters, first-time home buyers, young professionals, divorced parents. We've heard from all kinds of groups. And that land prices for new construction make it really hard to build single-family housing that's affordable in our community. So one approach that other cities, even in North Carolina, have taken on is something to allow gentle density in the form of duplexes and triplexes within existing neighborhoods. Having these as a legal option provides folks with options, and our staffs looked at ways to allow more units in footprints in neighborhoods, and how do we keep the trees and the environment and the parking and all that kind of thing. So we're hearing good questions from people about how this would work, what it would mean. We know that people have concerns, and we want to hear all that. And if you can't attend tonight's meeting, you can also join by Zoom to learn more. And I will say that I'm pretty sure we're going to delay the first hearing from January 25th because we've heard enough to know that we have more work and research to show to folks before we come to a public hearing. As always in these kinds of public hearings, we would hold two, so it wouldn't be one and done. And so there's plenty of opportunity. I don't want people to panic. There's a lot of good that can come from this, but it also has a lot of questions, and we need to be able to show people the realities of what this could be and how it can work, but what it also means from a perspective of a homeowner.
So the short takeaway here is this is exploring the option of zoning residential areas so that they could have multi-unit, in this case, two or three units.
Right now, we don't allow duplexes or triplexes in neighborhoods unless it's specifically for affordable housing. And so this is a look at, could there be opportunities for doing this? Are there lots large enough? Are there opportunities for some of this? We already allow accessory dwelling units, which is something 1,000 square feet or less, and we have about 64 of those in our community right now. That's not a lot, but there are people who would like a smaller size footprint that's affordable, while there are, like I said, these categories of people aging in place or young professionals and people who don't necessarily want to live in a neighborhood versus in an apartment building neighborhood situation. So we're taking a look at that, but we want to be respectful of our existing neighborhoods too. So how do we make this fit? And it's worked well in other communities, but we need to figure out how it would work in Chapel Hill.
Our guest is Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and she's walking us through a very busy town council meeting from last night. What else happened?
Well, we had a lot of issues on transportation. It was fascinating to hear about the Triangle Bikeway. I'm very excited about this project. I hope I get to see it someday. It's a bikeway that would come from Chapel Hill through Durham all the way over to Raleigh and down to South Raleigh. Wake County has committed to the planning for this. There's been a group, the Triangle Greenway, Bikeways Association has been working on this project to connect everybody with e-bikes. It's going to be possible to get around to and from Chapel Hill all the way to Raleigh and we're not ever needing to get on I-40. And so we're very excited about this proposal and want to know what we can do to help move it along and how does it connect into our greenways. That was fun. And then we heard about the year of the trail. So this 2023 is the year of the trail, and Chapel Hill voted to be part of this initiative to open trails up for everybody, to make people aware of where they are, to help increase more trails, both natural surfaced and paved trails. And there's been a lot of support apparently at the General Assembly, so that was very exciting to hear. And then we got an update from the new executive director of the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is in charge of bringing all the jurisdictions together to make decisions on recommendations to NCDOT, all these acronyms, fun time, on how we spend our federal highway dollars and our state highway dollars.
You can learn what those acronyms mean and find the full agenda from that meeting by visiting townofchapelhill.org. Our guest is Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. We don't have a lot of time left, and I've asked pretty much everybody I've interviewed except for you this question. So I do want to make sure we get this question in. As we start the year 2023, what are your resolutions or intentions for the town of Chapel Hill this coming year?
Yeah, when you sent that in, I thought this is great because we really focused on vibrancy and sustainability and resiliency across our town and our organization. We're making great strides towards revitalizing our downtown. Want to see that parking deck can completed so we can get started on the other components. I want to see the clean and green team get started to make Chapel Hill cleaner and brighter and safer. We've got some lighting grants that have come in. We've got some wonderful grant from Congressman David Price to help with some downtown infrastructure situations. And then we've done some great things too with climate action and resiliency in that way as well. And we made some great distributions of funding for affordable housing and Parks and Rec. I want to continue those and see those units actually come alive in the next year. And then we're rolling out our complete community strategy and going up next week to Washington, D.C. for the National Mayors Conference and the Innovation Mayors Conference. And there's like 47 other mayor conferences all connected at the same time. And going to be sharing about our Greenways Everywhere to Everywhere Greenways project going on. So I'm very excited about that. And then we have a lot of activities going on this weekend for MLK Day. And I'm happy about those two as people are getting together to celebrate and remember and enact the sentiments of being an inclusive place that respects everyone.
That's right. There's a lot on the docket for Chapel Hill in the coming year. And I have to comment, I like that a lot of those were big, grandiose, this is the direction we're going, and then slipped in there was, and let's finish that parking deck.
We need to finish that parking deck.
Supply chain issues
are driving everyone crazy, but they're really driving
me
crazy.
And I realize that's like the missing domino here to make a lot of other stuff downtown
happen.
It is.
We can't move on some other things until that finishes up, and these supply chain issues have just been amazing, and it's taken so much longer, but it's going to be wonderful when it opens up, and we're excited about it. The 136-137 building, the launch is, the Innovation Hub is moving in. They started their move yesterday, so things are coming alive in downtown Chapel Hill. We're excited.
Our guest has been Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and we are out of time. Do you have any last thoughts before we wrap it up?
Way to go, Chapel Hill.